Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected brothers and elders, we humbly appeal that all of you come into the masjid area. We are very fortunate indeed that tonight we will be witnessing another khatam of the Qur'an al-Majid by our Hafiz Uzair Vaid, who has memorized the Qur'an Sharif, alhamdulillah. He is the son of our Dr. Muhammad Vaid, who is musalli of this masjid. And his ustad, Hafiz Amin Goga, and many other asatiza he had and the apas who taught him were instrumental for him becoming Hafiz of the Qur'an. So Allah Ta'ala accept his hifz of the Qur'an and Majid. Allah Ta'ala make him a jayid Hafiz and help him to make amal on the Qur'an and Majid, inshallah. And also we're extremely honored that we have with us one of our most senior ulama, Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Sahab, Ramad Barakatum, and he will give us some advices, inshallah. But we commence it. Program tonight, inshallah, with the tilawat by Hafiz Usman.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مجهدون أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i-kiram, respected hufaz and brothers and elders in Islam, Alhamdulillah indeed, it is the sheer grace and bounty and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless ni'mats. Such ni'mats that you cannot even count and imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment, Allah ta'ala is showering those ni'mats upon us. After Iman, we find among the great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Holy Qur'an. Just coming to the masjid, we read on the board, there is need for Qur'an in some places in Africa. So we ask you to donate for Qur'an-i-Pak in South Africa. There is no Qur'an-i-Pak there. And once upon a time in Durban, there were no Hufaz. We had to import the Hufaz from Cape Town and other places. Today, Alhamdulillah, with the fazl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not say in every locality, but in every masjid, there will be 20, 30, 40 hufas. With the recent count in Spingo, about count of hufas, were about 140. Small area like Spingo. I'm sure there may be many more here in this area. In every second turn you take, you find, mashallah, hifz class, tahfiz taking place, you find qari, sabah, qirat taking place, coming to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, the Hifz Jalsa, 7 of our students are finishing, not in the Darul Uloom, but in the school, like you see there. So this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great ni'mat of the Holy Quran. And what is this? One of the greatest ni'mats after Iman that Allah ta'ala has given us, the Qur'an-i Pak. The Qur'an-i Pak is that book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that withstood all the challenges of time. It's that Qur'an and that book of Allah ta'ala that will remain, inshallah, right up to the last day. It's that book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had recited some surahs. Inshallah, in paradise also Allah ta'ala will recite and we will sit and listen. Can you imagine that recitation? Just now in Masjid-e-Hilal, there was the Imam from Marina Park who was reciting. Completely different Arabian accent, Arabian background, and you know this in the Arabic language. When they recite, it's so different. Can you imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person that sends the Quran, the Zat that sends the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite the Holy Quran, what ecstasy, what joy, what enjoyment the person will have when he listens to the recitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the recitation of the Quran such that even in this dunya, people who do not even understand the Holy Quran, when they listen to the Holy Quran, they become, they are captivated, they are spellbound, they become overawed when they listen to the Holy Quran. We have a friend in overseas in America, he mentions in the night, he's a taxi driver, when the passengers come and sit down in the car, he has some qiraat on, sometimes it's Sheikh Sudeh, sometimes it's Sheikh Shureim. He says, those people tell him, the kuffar, tell him, you know that this is your high priest from Mecca, leave it on, we will also listen. Kuffar, in America, in this age and era, not hundreds and thousands of years ago, in this age and era, they also listen to the Holy Quran and tell them, keep it on, we will listen, we know this is your high priest. It has an effect upon them. You all know of Abdul Basit Rahmatullah Alayhi going to Russia and reading to those people, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had recited the Quran before them. And what was the effect of the Quran on their hearts? They began to tear and they began to cry and tear profusely. He did not know why. This was the effect of the recitation of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such as the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is haqq. Even the arch enemies of Islam, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to go discreetly and listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran throughout the night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite, Abu Jahl and the likes thereof, they should be in hiding, and they should sit and listen to the Holy Quran. They were so captivated with the recitation of the Holy Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the Holy Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest ni'mat after Iman is the Holy Quran. All the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are of this dunya, are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are makhluk. The Quran Pak is that ni'mat that has emanated directly from the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has come down. That is why some ulama mentioned, is like the rope. It is the rope from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hablullah al-Mateen. On one end you hold it, on the other end it is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time will come when the rope will be pulled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people that had held fast onto the Holy Quran, dedicated their time, their work, their time, their energies, their all their resources, and they had learned the Quran, practiced the Holy Quran, they inshallah, they will also be taken with that rope and entered into paradise. So a very, very great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, the Holy Quran, and it is a means of guidance, and it will remain like that till the day of judgment. Not only at that time, when people like Umar radiallahu anhu had heard verses of the Holy Quran, it had melted their hearts, and they had accepted Islam. We all know the incident, we have no time to go into details. Even in this age and era, just last week, there was a person who qualified as a alim, Mawlana Sa'id. And he was from the Muslim, he was in prison. It's mentioned that while he was in prison, he had purchased the Quran. With his own money, he purchased the Quran, and he read that Quran, the English translation of the Quran, from the beginning right up to the end, and he accepted La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He came into the union of Allah Ta'ala by reciting the Holy Quran. We had a student from America by the name of Usman. We had asked him regarding his Islam. He says, I was in America and somebody gave me this book, the Quran. He said, I began to open the Quran and I could not close the Quran. I could not close the Quran and ultimately he accepted Islam. There was one Jamaat that had gone to America. Dr. Saab tells us that there was one child that had finished the Nazira. He had finished the Nazira Quran. And alhamdulillah, this used to be a custom that when people used to begin the Quran, used to be like a small occasion of expression of happiness, and people used to gather, they used to call the family members, Aaj mere Muhammad ka bismillah ho raha hai. Used to happen. Now it's not happening much. Because every corner, mashallah, we find that Bismillah is happening, we can't cope up. But alhamdulillah, it is an occasion of happiness and joy that my son is beginning the Holy Quran. And when the child used to complete the Holy Quran, not hifz, nazira, they used to call the people and have a gathering and have a meal, etc., expressing the happiness that my son has finished reciting the Holy Quran in nazira, looking inside. So he says, one occasion like that, there were some families there from Asian origin, and next to them was a Jewish family. So this occasion was taking place, cars came, and you know, unusual activity, like you know, people coming and going, etc. Like in our country, the fire is burning. So the people around them became very curious what is happening. And they were informed that no, one of the children here of this Muslim household has completed the Quran. He has not completed the by-hearting of the Holy Quran, but he has completed the Holy Quran looking inside, which you call Nazira in our terminology. So those people became so impressed, they were Jews, two youngsters accepted Islam. They said, our fathers and grandfathers have not read our Bible from the beginning till the end. They have not read the Torah from the beginning till the end. Imagine a small little child, 10 and 12 years old, has read the entire Quran from the beginning till the end. They were so impressed that they accepted Islam. So this is the Quran Pak that we have, and this is the great ni'mat that we have. People listen to the recitation, they bring Islam. They look into the Quran, they bring Islam. But the big question is this, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us here. As I mentioned, in every corner, in every nook, tahfiz is taking place. People are graduating, some people are reciting the Sabah Qiran, some people are specializing in Quran. But the burning question is this, what is my ta'alluq with the Holy Quran? What is my ta'alluq with the Holy Quran? One person had said it no nicely in Urdu. He says, I look at the bungalow of this person and the bungalow of that person and the palace of that person. What benefit is to me? Mine is a small little hut that I am living in. What is the benefit of that palace in relation to myself? So similarly, somebody is becoming hafiz of the Quran, mashallah. But how am I connected to the Quran? What is the status of the Quran in my life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all hear this verse, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَوْ لَحَافِظُونَ. And you know what goes thereafter, how Allah ta'ala has safeguarded the Quran. Long history, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِي لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِي. From the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right up to here, so to say, from Ghari Hira, right up to Eshevel, the Quran has come. How many millions and thousands of people's efforts was put in? How many people had to go undergo difficulty and hardship and make sacrifice to learn the Quran? To uphold the Quran, to safeguard the Quran, the text of the Quran, the words of the Quran, the meanings of the Quran, the qirat of the Quran, the rasmul khat of the Quran, the masail of the Quran, all that so many people have put in so much efforts, the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has brought the Quran from there right up to me. Somebody sends me a gift from Johannesburg, alhamdulillah, we appreciate it. So far I sent the gift from, somebody sent it from America, you get even more appreciation. Somebody sent it last week, it took 1 week to come here, alhamdulillah. This is a gift that Allah Ta'ala has given us, and Allah Ta'ala has sent it through Jibreel Salatu Salaam to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And over the centuries, and over the years, and over the different countries and times, Allah Ta'ala has brought the Quran to our shores, brought it to us, to our masjid, to our ulama-i kiram, to our madaris. How do we appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? How often do we take the Holy Quran and recite the Holy Quran? How much do we understand the Holy Quran? How much amal do we make upon the Holy Quran? Which is the real object of the Holy Quran. Object of the Holy Quran is to mend our lives, is to bring the Holy Quran and implement the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. That's the object of the Holy Quran. That is why when the Holy Quran was revealed to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we all know the history before Islam. It brought about a revolution in their lives. It turned their lives, it changed their lives, changed their mindset, it changed their values, changed their behavior, it changed their outlook, it changed absolutely everything in their lives. And sometimes just with one ayat of the Holy Quran, just reciting one surah before the Sahaba Ikram, and they heard it, it changed their entire life. We heard the Holy Quran from the morning till the evening now, in the radios, in the tape recorders, in the masajid, in the qiraat contests, etc. How much did it change my life? Or how attached have I become to the Holy Quran? Yet, it is sad to say there is a large number of people in our community who do not know how to recite the Holy Quran. Still they do not know how to recite the Holy Quran. On one side we find specialists. People are reciting the Sabah Qirat, 10 different ways of recitation, 7 different ways of recitation. And on the other hand, we find people that do not know how to recite the Holy Quran. Then we have that group of people that know how to recite the Holy Quran, but they do not recite the Holy Quran. So much ghaflat in our lives that we have the Holy Quran. We know how to recite the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala forgive us sometimes who follow the kiram. As the person who recited the Holy Quran today, one, I had no time. You have no time for the Holy Quran, that book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You dedicated 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 3 years to listen, to learn the Holy Quran. This child will recite now before you. This is not the, it's not the ending. There was a great beginning before this and it continued for years. This child must have started maybe 3 years ago. And you know, when you start, you first go to the maktab. The apas must have taught him there, the muallimat must have taught him there. That must have taken a few years. Then he had come to the hips class. Every morning, early in the morning, the parents had got up, made sacrifices to see that he comes to the madrasa in time. The ustad pays his attention. So many children, energies of the ustad, the sacrifice, and accept them, and give them great rewards in this world and the hereafter. We have people that are dedicated for this cause. If all the hufaz, if all the muallimin say, Ma'azallah, from tomorrow we're not going to teach, who is going to teach our children? Where are they going to learn the Holy Quran? How will they become half of the Holy Quran? Then we find that child repeating that sabak sometime 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, 30 times, goes to the ustad listens to him, rectifies his mistake, his tajweed mistakes. You all know what it entails, especially the hufaz. Then after so many repetitions, so many sacrifices, so many mornings, so many sleeps, that the person had to sacrifice the mother and father and bring them early to the madrasa, and the asatizah kiram had to sacrifice so much, the child becomes a hafiz. Now it is our duty as parents to safeguard the child. Look after the child. Now he has the Holy Quran. He has retained the Holy Quran now in his bosom and his heart. And he is one of the greatest gifts that Allah Ta'ala could give us. The parents of the hafiz, their real esteem and honor will become manifest in the day of judgment. Here is a few people gathering, we are all busy. But in the day of judgment, when the real jalsa takes place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crowns them with a crown that will outshine the sun, then you will see the maqam of their parents, of those parents. And when that hafiz is given this honor to intercede on behalf of 10 people of his family, such 10 people upon whom jahannam had become wajib and obligatory, those people this person will intercede for, and inshallah with his intercession, he will be put into paradise. Min ahli baytihi. Here I was reading the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the benefit of that hafiz, the family that is fit, that expresses so much pleasure, mashallah, my nephew has become a hafiz, my grandson has become a hafiz, my so-and-so has become a hafiz, mentioning the relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them in the hereafter in this manner, that on behalf of the family, on behalf of his family, 10 such people upon whom jahannam has become wajib, he will intercede and they will be saved. Can we think of a greater asset that we have? All the wealth put together, all the properties that we have, all the investment that we have, they will be of no avail. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. That wealth will not benefit us. Will not benefit us except that wealth that we have spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right causes. But here we have such a great ni'mat, such a great wealth, such a great treasure, that inshallah he will enter into paradise, and through his sifarish and intercession, 10 people from my family will enter into paradise. How much should we safeguard that person? How much should we look after that person? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that this is not only for hifz, but the person that reads the Quran, wa halla halalahu wa harrama hararahu, harrama haramahu, أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في أشرة من أهل بيته كلهم قد وجبت لهم النار. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that person that learns the Quran, that is by heart the Quran, and thereafter he regards the halal as halal and the haram as haram, means he also follows the dictates of the Quran, the commands of the Quran. And we as parents should train him and create such an environment at home that is conducive to him practicing upon the Quran. But if ma'azallah we find at home it is completely contrary to what Allah Ta'ala demands here, we are perpetrating haram ourselves. We are not carrying out, we are not fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that hafiz that had become a hafiz, for him to practice upon the Quran becomes difficult. Sometimes we become the obstacle, an impediment for our own children to practice upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we should be assisting him. We should be assisting that person. That person, that father that assists his child upon the deen, upon piety and righteousness, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made dua for that parent, rahimallahu, that walid that assists his son and assists his child upon fulfilling the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, may Allah have mercy upon that person. So indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we have institutions, we have ulama-i kiram, and we have classes that are held regularly in every nook and corner. We should take advantage of this by sending our children to these madaris and ensuring that they learn the Holy Quran. Maybe we could not learn the Holy Quran, but here we have an opportunity where we can send our children support those madaris. Very great thing is to support those madaris. Inshallah, it's through your support we find that these madaris are surviving. And the barakat of your support, inshallah, they will remain. And the fuyuz and barakat of this will remain right up to the day of judgment, inshallah. Who will learn what and who he will go and teach, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Holy Quran also about this. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in great details before this ayat regarding the subject matter of the Holy Quran, Allah ta'ala basically tells us that the Holy Quran is what? It is an advice, an admonition from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran about the reality of this dunya, about the reality of the akhirat, about the hashr, about the qabr, about the great realities. You are looking for information? This is concrete information. From who? نَبَّعَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. From the عَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. There is no doubt here whatsoever. There is no doubt here. There is nothing that can change in this information that Allah Ta'ala has sent us. It's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like the news that we look for every day on the media. Today is something, tomorrow is something else. Today this was the fact, tomorrow it becomes the myth. It was not a reality. Today somebody says something, tomorrow we find out it was not the truth. We don't know the authenticity of that. This is ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. This is such, there's no iota of doubt whatsoever. Every single word is a reality. Every single news that is contained here is a reality regarding this dunya, whether it is the past tense we're looking for, the stories of the people of the past, of the nations that preceded us, whether it is the current affairs, what we ought to do in our lives, Allah Ta'ala commands us. Or whether it is related to the hereafter, what will happen in the hereafter, what will happen on the day of judgment, what are the ni'mats of Jannat, what will happen in Jahannam, Allah Pak save us all, what are the realities of the day of Qiyamah, all that is mentioned in the Holy Quran, when Qiyamah will come, what are the events that will precede that, all that is mentioned. So if you're looking for information, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us there. And so authentic, as I mentioned, that there's no iota or doubt in whatever is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this Holy Quran. One person, one Arab person from Jordan had mentioned it, described it so nicely. He said, what is the Holy Quran? The Holy Quran is the Jannat of this dunya. The Holy Quran is the paradise of this dunya. If you just recite the Holy Quran, sometimes the recitation is such, takes a person away. Sometimes when you ponder over the meaning, sometimes of just one verse sometimes, and you are taken away. And the meaning of the Holy Quran is such, the treasures of the Holy Quran is such, لَا تَنْقَتِعُ عَجَائِبُهُ. The realities that are coming out, the meanings that are coming out from the Quran Pak are such, that never come to an end. You read a tafsir of the previous times, you read Ruhul Maani, or you read tafsir Qurtubi, or you read tafsir Mazhari, or you read Ma'riful Quran. Every tafsir has a different reality that's coming out, a different meaning. Why? Because these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his zat is unlimited. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning also is unlimited. And we are the fortunate nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the Quran for us. And there's no nation on the face of the earth that has a book that is preserved, like the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used our children and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to preserve this Quran. And this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great miracle. You'll find a miracle unveiling here before you also just now. A miracle that is a little child, especially in our context, when the child is not from Arabian origin as well. He does not even understand sometimes the Holy Quran. He will sit here now and recite some verses, and that will be what? He has by-hearted all the verses of the Holy Quran. 6,666 according to some. All those verses he has by-hearted. Maybe he does not even understand one. Can we ponder and imagine? Do we reflect sometime? That is it possible for a person to by-heart something he doesn't understand? Let us try it. Let us take it once a month that he used to teach Latin in the school. I don't know if they still teach it. Let's take a page of Latin and learn it. And see how long you remember it. Page that you don't understand. See how long it takes for you to learn it. And then for how long can you remember it? Here a child is learning the Holy Quran. He by-hearts the entire Holy Quran. And he remembers it. And he remembers it. There are children that can read the Holy Quran in one day, from the beginning until the ending, you can recite the Holy Quran. What a great miracle from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't ponder. And this should be all incentives to bring us close to the Quran. And our connection to the Quran should increase. Every jalsa we go to, it should give us more incentive now. What a great book, mashallah. Little child has by-hearted. How much have I by-hearted to the Holy Quran? Do I know the basic surahs? Do I know Yasin Sharif? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some hadith expresses his heartfelt desire. I wish that every ummati had Yasin Sharif in his heart. Every ummati had Yasin Sharif in his heart. Once this was mentioned overseas, one person there in America, The next time we met, he introduced himself as Yasin Sharif Wala. When he mentioned that, I baharted Yasin Sharif. Because Rasulullah s.a.w. desire was, every mu'min should bahar the Yasin Sharif. Tabarak also we find, desire of Rasulullah s.a.w. great virtues. So these are surahs that we should bahar. We have not reached a very late stage. It's never too late to learn. And especially today with the age that we have today, imagine a pen. We tell our great grandfather, you take a pen and you put it in the Quran Park, it begins to read. You press a button, another qari starts. Press the third button, another qari starts. Press the fourth button, it tells you the meaning. Fourth button, it tells it to you in English. Then it tells you in Urdu. But still, we don't know how to recite the Quran. We've got no time, ma'azallah, to take our time to listen, to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. Every second, third person, I don't want to tell you to put up your hands, all those that are ufaz here. I'm sure there will be 30, 40 here in this gathering here, little gathering here, in between the salats. There are so many ufaz kiram, but I don't know how to recite the Quran. What a great tragedy. What a great tragedy. And if I know how to recite the Quran and don't recite the Quran, even greater tragedy. We find that our elderly folk, especially the women folk, and even the men folk, those people that are 60, 70, every day of their lives, they take out the Quran. Every day of their lives, they take out the Quran and they recite in the Quran. Why? Great book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the basic duties is tilawat of the Holy Quran. And Huzur Salaam says, وَمِتْوَا أَتْلُوَا الْقُرْآنِ قُتْلُوا مَا أُوحِي لَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. The Quran Park is filled up with commands to Rasulullah Salaam, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. One of the prime duties is tilawat of the Holy Quran. Yet we find a large percentage of people who do not know how to recite, those that even know, because of the overwhelming ghaflat around us, person becomes unmindful and unconscious of this great ni'mat. No. Not a single day should go past, but we should take out the Quran. The greatest barakah if you want in our lives, lies in the Quran. هذا كتاب أنزلنا مبارك. Allah Ta'ala tells us this kitab is full of barakat. The ulama kiram mentioned to us that every aspect of the Holy Quran is barakat. Just to touch the Holy Quran is the means of barakat. To open the Quran and to look inside, even if you do not know how to read, is barakat. If you read the Quran is barakat. If you learn the Quran is barakat. If you teach the Quran is barakat. And if you go and practice the Quran is more barakat. And you propagate the Quran, that is barakat. So every aspect of the Quran is full of barakat. There was an incident where one person who passed away, and the pious person had seen in his dream, he was told to go and perform the janazah salat. When he had performed the janazah salat, and thereafter, he had delayed. He was seen again in a dream. He was instructed, perform the janazah salat of a certain person that had passed away. After he had performed the janazah salat, he inquired, what was this person's special quality or attribute or that I was instructed in my dream to perform a janazah salat. He was told that every day he used to open the Quran, he could not read the Quran. He used to take his finger and say, Hada kalamu rabbi, this is the words of Allah Ta'ala, these are the words of Allah Ta'ala. Other words, just showing respect to the Holy Quran had given him this great status that the person was instructed, a pious person, to go and perform his janazah salah. Similarly, we find that those people that show respect to the people that learn the Holy Quran, or the madaris, or the Quran itself. One riwayat mentioned there was one person who was told to spend the night in one room. And there was a Qur'an Park in the room. Because of the respect of the Qur'an Park, he did not sleep for the entire night. It's mentioned, somebody saw him after he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven him because of the respect that he had showed to the Holy Qur'an. Kissa of Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, which respect the Shaykh always mentions, when his cover was dug up, it was found that his body was intact. And thereafter, upon inquiry, it was told that he used to show a lot of respect to the Holy Qur'an, to the Ufaz. Those people that had bahated the Holy Qur'an, had a great amount of respect for them. Should not face his feet towards them, should make them sit towards the his head side on the bed. And he should show great respect to them. He was told, ulama mentioned, it seems because of that respect that he had shown to that person, to that hafiz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had safeguarded his body had remained intact. I know of a person, very elderly person, he had great shock that his children, his son must become a hafiz. Son could not become a hafiz. One day, when hafiz had come, and they had called him to recite some part of the Holy Quran. And this was a shock that they had in those days. I remember I was a little boy when I had come to Durban, one of the aunts of my father, she passed away now. Whenever I used to come, she would say, recite something of the Holy Quran. They had so much shock to listen. This person is by heart in the Quran. What a great ni'mat. Recite some surah of the Holy Quran. Obviously, we were naughty. We are still naughty. Allah Pak, make our Islah. I told the old lady, my throat is not right. But obviously, these were people that were very wise. The elderly people are always wise. The next time I came, she told me, how's your throat? So, they had shock to listen to the Holy Quran. They had so much shock. So this person, he called a hafiz, and he listened, he told him to recite some verses of the Holy Quran. This Hafiz Sahib, the saddest son, verse is still living, a friend of ours in Johannesburg. This person became so happy that he took out his, I remember the purse also, those old black purses that they had, took out their purse and took out some money and he gave it to him. He told the people, slaughter a chicken. Today it means nothing to the youngsters that are here, because you see it from the morning till the evening. Sometimes we're having chicken breakfast time, supper time also. When we were young, once a week maybe you could have chicken. Slaughter a chicken, that was the best meal he could provide. Chicken was slaughtered and prepared for this Hafiz, all in honor of this Hafiz, because this person is Hafiz the Quran. Thereafter, when he had gone, he had given him some hadiah as well. There's a hadiah for you because you are a Hafiz the Quran. Today there are about 1 dozen Hafizes in that person's family. And there are about 6 ulama-i kiram in that person's family because of showing honor and respect to a Hafiz. Rasulullah tells us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنُ وَعَلَّمَا a person, best person is that person that learns the Quran and teaches the Quran. And some rewires, the person that learns the Quran or he teaches the Quran. That makes even the Hafiz very honorable and the best amongst you, and the teacher of the Hafiz also most best and honorable amongst you. Let us ask the question. One of the great, I think it was one of Siddiq Banvi Ramchand mentioned one jalsa, that is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let us do some introspection. To me, who is the most best person? Is it the Hafiz? Is it the ustar of the Hafiz? Or is it businessman? Or is it minister? Or is it factory owner? Who? Who I hold in esteem? Who I hold as the best person? Who I have respect for? Let's ask ourselves that question. And if we have more respect for the person other than the Hafiz, then we have not understood this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have not been amal on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best amongst you, that person that learns the Quran and teaches the Quran, or learns the Quran and or teaches the Quran. That makes the Hafiz and the ustad of the Hafiz the best person. And we should show them, give them that honor and respect. As I mentioned, the real honor and respect will become manifest in the day of judgment, when we will find that Hafiz will be told to recite and ascend into paradise. That Hafiz will be sitting there in his parents. His parents will be given a crown that will outshine the sun. We listen to this hadith, we don't think about it. How far is the sun? I'm sure there are many people now, especially our youngsters with the computers, and will tell us, how many miles, how many kilometers is the sun? Who can tell us? 150 kilometers, 150 million kilometers, we are told. Mawlana Binuri Rahmatullah also had mentioned this once. To show to us, that these are all the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should ponder and reflect. The sun is so far, and when the sun is bright on a summer's day, at midday, we cannot even go outside. Why? The sun is so bright. When it is so far, it is so bright. 150 million kilometers away, it is so bright. When that sun will come down into your homes, how bright will that sun be? Can we imagine? We cannot even imagine. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the crown will outshine the sun when it is in your homes. When the sun comes down, it is in your home. Can you imagine the brightness of the sun, the effulgence and the nur, and the illumination of the sun? That crown will outshine the sun when it is in your homes. This will be the reward of who? Not the Hafiz, the reward of the parents of the Hafiz. And what will be the reward of the Hafiz? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Rasulullah says, "Kuma azamnukum." What you think and what you can imagine, the reward of the Hafiz. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts these institutions. Firstly, let Allah grant sawab and reward to those people that have dedicated themselves to teach the Holy Quran and accept the huffaz. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of the parents as well. And we also make a humble appeal to them that they ensure that this Hafiz remains a Hafiz till his dying day. He look after the Hafiz, he looks after the Quran, he respects himself, he respects the Quran, and he makes amal on the Quran, so that inshallah the full benefit is not only felt here in the dunya, but also in the hereafter. Some of our mashayikh used to say, when you want to see the honor of the Hafiz, see it in the month of Ramadan. Little Hafiz may not even be owning anything. He may be just having a few kurtas, etc. He stands in front. The time comes for Taraweeh, all those multi-millionaires stand at the back. That king stands at the back. He is not allowed to go in front. He is allowed to go in front. He gets the honor to read that salat. Why? Because he is Hafiz of the Quran. And there's so many things to say. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people used to get honor even in the time of burial. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who are those people that know maximum amount of Quran? They should be put forward. They should be put forward in the burial in the qabr first. This was their honor. Even after they passed away, there was honor for them. Allah ta'ala give us the true value of the sufas. And we honor them. When we see a Hafiz, we should honor him. And inshallah, when we honor a Hafiz, this honoring will be actually honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he has the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that not a single day goes past without us taking the Holy Quran and reciting the Holy Quran. This is the beginning. The rights of the Holy Quran are such that we should practice it and spread it to others. But the beginning is at least to take the Holy Quran, look inside and recite the Holy Quran. in the Arabic language. And Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, especially those people who do not know how to recite the Quran, to pluck up the courage and go to those Huffaz and those Qurra, ask them to teach us the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Huffaz, accept this class, and accept us all for the khidmat of the Holy Quran. The least that we can do, if we cannot support them financially and otherwise, is to lift up our hands and say, oh Allah, all those activities that are taking place in the face of the earth, Allah mansur, man nasara deen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this man, we should expend it, all those activities that are taking place. This is one way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us this way. In fact, it's mentioned that the muhajireen had come and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, words to this effect, giving you the gist of the hadith only, O Prophet of Allah, these Ansar, they have sufficed our expenditure, they have looked after us, etc. When it comes to time for spending, they spend more than us. And when it comes to expressing their goodwill towards other people, muasad, etc., they exceed us. It seems that they will take away all the reward. All the ajr and sawab they will take away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, as long as you are praising them and you are making dua for them, you will inshallah also get a share. So we praise those people that do good work, whether they are sitting here or they are sitting in one corner of the world. If they are assisting the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we make dua for them. Allah mansur man nasara deen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will also have a share in that activity that is taking place, no matter where it is. So we should make this our regular dua. Oh Allah, assist those people that are assisting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously we can make the niyats of everyone else, the Darul Uloom, the Jamiats, those people striving the path of Allah, the Khankas, etc., the Madrasas, and the Hifz classes, etc., those people that are writing kitabs, those people that are defending the borders of Islam, etc., all those activities to uplift Islam and in support of Islam, the aiding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, you assist them. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept and give us tawfiq to attach ourselves to the Holy Quran and gain the maximum amount of barakah from the Holy Quran while we are in this world. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما ولك الشكر شكرا دائما لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون كلما غفر عن ذكره الغافلون. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا إله العالمين forgive all our major and minor sins. يا إله العالمين Ya Allah Alameen, on this Mubarak occasion of the completion of the Hifz of the Holy Quran, Ya Allah Alameen, according to the Riwayah, thousands of angels, Ya Allah Alameen, frequent this occasion and frequent this Mubarak day and place, Ya Allah Alameen, with the barakah of the completion of the Holy Quran, Ya Allah Alameen, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah Alameen, Ya Allah, free us from all types of sins, Ya Allah Alameen, Ya Allah, cure us, Ya Allah, from the sickness of the sins, Ya Allah Alameen, Ya Allah, forgive all those sins, Ya Allah, that we carried out intentionally, Ya Allah, Alameen. All those sins that we carried out by mistake, Ya Allah, and unintentionally. Ya Allah, forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, forgive our wives and children. Forgive our families and our neighbors, Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Alameen. Ya Allah, give us complete cure, Ya Allah, from the sickness of sins, Ya Allah, Alameen. The sins of the eyes, the hands, the hearts, the hands, the feet. Ya Allah, the sins of the heart, Ya Allah, and all the other sins, Ya Allah, you cure us, Ya Allah, and forgive us and cleanse us of all the sins, Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, you are Sattar, you are Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are most forgiving and you love to forgive, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us from all of, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the himmat and, Ya Allah, the taqat and himmat, Ya Allah, to save ourselves from all forms of sins, Ya Allah, save us from nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah, we are extremely weak, Ya Allah, but you are, Ya Allah, you are the most powerful one, Ya Allah, through your fadl and karam, Ya Allah, save us from all forms of sins, Ya Allah, give us kamil and complete yaqeen in your zaat, Ya Allah, give us complete conviction, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat and marifat and your khawf and your khashyat, Ya Allah, make us most obedient, make us from amongst the most obedient servants, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us kamil yaqeen, Ya Allah, give us kamil iman, Ya Allah, let us have complete trust and tawakkul upon your zaat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us proper taluk of Huzur-e Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, give us the ihtiram of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, ita'at and ittiba'ah, Ya Allah, follow, let us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us uphold the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to carry out our ibadat, Ya Allah. All the different ibadat, Ya Allah, our salat, our zakat, our charity, our tilawat, our dhikr, Ya Allah, make us punctual and give us sincerity in all these actions, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the thirst for Islamic knowledge. Ya Allah, let us learn your deen, practice upon it and preach it to others, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us respect for the ulama kiram. In the marakis of ilm, Ya Alameen, Ya Allah, for the huffaz, Ya Allah, and for the teachers of hifz, Ya Alameen, Ya Allah, give them jazai khair from the side of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Alameen, give us the tawfiq to remember you and make your dhikr, Ya Alameen. Let us remember you, Ya Allah, your greatness, your azman. Ya Allah, let us make your zikr, یا اللہ تجھے یاد کرنے کی اور یاد رکھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کو یا اللہ اہل حقوق ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ دا رائٹس آف پیپل یا اللہ دیٹ وی فیل ان فالٹڈ یا اللہ یو پری پے دیم آن اور بیہاف یا الہ العالمین. یا اللہ لیٹ اس فلفل دا رائٹس آف ایوری ون اراؤنڈ اس. یا اللہ گیو اس اخلاص ان للہیت. یا اللہ سنسیئرٹی, ہمیں اخلاص ان للہیت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ لیٹ سیو اس فرام نیم اینڈ فیم یا الہ العالمین. Let our every action be motivated, Ya Allah, with complete sincerity. Let us do things only for Your pleasure and solely for Your pleasure, Ya Allah Alameen. Accept us all for the khidmat of Your deen, Ya Allah Alameen. Give us the tawfiq to uphold this deen, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to protect the deen and to propagate the deen. Ya Allah Alameen, have mercy on all our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, throughout the globe. Especially our brothers and sisters in, Ya Allah, in Syria and other parts of the world. Ya Allah, You protect them from zulm and oppression and tyranny. Ya Allah, You safeguard them from all sides, from the front and from the back and all sides. Ya Allah Alameen. Ya Allah Alameen, give those people tawfiq, Ya Allah Alameen. Those people that are oppressing them and hurting them, Ya Allah Alameen, give them tawfiq. Ya Allah, let us all walk onto the straight path, the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, that is shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept the efforts of all the ulama kiram in all the parts of the world. Ya Allah, accept the efforts of all those people that are working towards the upliftment of your deen. Ya Allah, accept these Hufadi Quran, this child, Ya Allah Alameen. Accept him, his parents, Ya Allah, and everyone that is here, Ya Allah Alameen. To your fazl and karam with the barakat of the shaykhs, Ya Allah Alameen. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, Ya Allah, give us all the good in this world and the hereafter. Save us from all the calamities of this world and the hereafter. Ya Allah Alameen, keep us upon Iman. Ya Allah, and take us upon Iman. Ya Allah, let us leave this dunya, Ya Allah, with complete and perfect Iman, in a state of your ita'at and, Ya Allah, and your obedience, Ya Allah, Alameen, in a state where you have completely cleansed us from all sin, Ya Allah, that our hearts be filled with your love, Ya Allah, and our tongues are filled, Ya Allah, with kalima shahadat, and we are leaving this dunya, Ya Allah, with complete and perfect Iman. Ya Allah, let your meeting be most beloved to us. Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of the grave, Ya Allah, and make all the stages of the akhirat easy for us, Ya Allah, the pul sirat, Ya Allah, the accountability, Ya Allah, Alameen, Ya Allah, and enter us into paradise without any reckoning with your fazl and with your karam, Ya Alameen. On this occasion, du'as are accepted, Ya Allah. Accept all this for us and for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, safeguard us from all forms of, Ya Allah, safeguard us from all forms of humiliation, Ya Allah, and zillat, Ya Allah, in this world, the time of passing away, and the akhirat, Ya Alameen. Give us all the good of both the worlds. Ya Allah, save us from all the evils from both the worlds. All those people that have asked us for du'as or have rights upon us, Ya Allah, fulfill all their needs and all our needs, Ya Allah, from your unseen treasures, from your unlimited treasures, Ya Alameen. And I accept all the efforts, Ya Allah, that are taking place, Ya Allah, and have raham and karam of the entire ummah, and fazl upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Ya Allah Alameen, let us appreciate this great bounty and favor of the Holy Quran. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to believe in it properly and fully. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to have respect for the Holy Quran. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to recite the Holy Quran, to learn the meanings of the Holy Quran, to practice the Holy Quran, and pass the message of the Holy Quran to the people around us, Ya Allah Alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.